Good morning, planet Earth. Good morning to the Angel King riders of the Pacific Coast, riding their motorcycles, their Vincent Black Shadows, their Harley Davidsons, their tricked out Hondas. They ride up and down the coast highway, looking for skeeg meat, looking for romance. Good morning to the deep sea where all those fishies live. If we could only give good morning, fishies out there in the deep sea. It's coming for you, it's coming for me. It is Thursday, March the 20th, 2025, Boblimpdoc, and it is still technically Boblimpdoc. The third act, the true act, the Grinkin' time is not here yet, so in a sense, we're still hanging out. And we are. We are hanging out. We are hanging out in a casino in Vegas called the Limited Hangout. Every floor has a gaslight. And there are sheepdogs at every entrance. I'm going to read an article from the Associated Press, but before I do, I'm going to remind you once more. It is Thursday, it is March the 20th, and it's right around 3:22 a.m. on the Olympic Peninsula. Here is an article from the Associated Press. It was published on March the 16th, 2025. Authors are Marcos Alemán and Regina Garcia Cano. And again, Associated Press. Headline, what to know about El Salvador's mega prison after Trump sent hundreds of immigrants there. The crown jewel of El Salvador's aggressive anti-crime strategy, a mega prison where visitation, recreation, and education are not allowed, became the latest tool in U.S. President Donald Trump's crackdown on immigration on Sunday, when hundreds of immigrants facing deportation were transferred there. The arrival of the immigrants, alleged by the U.S. to be members of the Venezuelan Tren de Aragua gang, took place under an agreement for which the Trump administration will pay the government of the president of Nayib Bukele $6 million for 1 year of services. Wow, what happens after 1 year, Papa Blump? Bukele has made the Central American country's stark, harsh prisons a trademark of his fight against crime. In 2023, he opened the Terrorism Confinement Center, or CCOT, where the immigrants were sent over the weekend, even as a federal judge issued an order temporarily barring their deportations under the 18th century wartime declaration targeting Venezuelan gang members. What is CCOT? Bukele ordered the mega prison built as he began his campaign against El Salvador's gangs in March of 2022. It opened a year later in the town of Tecaluca, about 72 kilometers or 45 miles east of the capital. The facility has 8 sprawling pavilions and can hold up to 40,000 inmates. Each cell can fit 65 to 70 prisoners. Wow. Wow. CCOT prisoners do not receive visits and are never allowed outdoors. The prison does not offer workshops or educational programs to prepare them to return to society after their sentences. Occasionally, prisoners who have gained a level of trust from prison officials give motivational talks. Prisoners sit in rows in the corridor outside their cells for the talks or are led through exercise regimens under the supervision of guards. Bukele's justice minister has said that those held at CCOT would never return to their communities. I can't read. This is a concentration camp. Now, I got to stop here. I don't like criminals. I don't like criminals who wear the government's uniform because, yeah, it's a criminal organization. I don't like the ones that fight against them. So if you're wondering, do I have a dog in the hunt between the Venezuelan gangs and cops, I don't care. They can, you know, it's kind of like what Patton said, let the Nazis and the commies kill each other. Why not, right? He didn't really say it like that, but you know what I mean. So you can read the rest of this link about this really cool prison for 40,000 people in El Salvador. And you can get past all of the cognitive disbelief, all of the things you have to pass through to believe anything about even this article, because I got to tell you, it could be bullshit. It's just as likely that it's a mass grave. It really is. Or that it's just a concentration camp, which means you spend a little bit of time at the Seacot before you end up, you end up in an incinerator, you end up in a mass grave. Or maybe you end up in the dog food. Dan, they'd never do stuff like that. Okay, so Mega Man, and I know people who are mega people, mega retards, mega reset. Mega Man looks at this story and is unable to calculate. Really, it's like Robbie the Robot. If I ask Mega Man if government inefficient, and he'll say, oh yeah, it's inefficient. And I say, okay, if you were to give it a failure rate, Mega Man, what percentage would you give? And a lot of the Mega Men, especially as they become entranced with Elon Gusk, Musky Gusk, we have 25%, 30%, 50%, right, failure rate. So let's say that Mega Man's super cops pull in 300 people to send to the Supermax rape camp, death camp in El Salvador. At a failure rate of 30%, you'd expect at least 30 of those people to be ordinary homeless people. Everyday Americans, and guess what? Most of you don't give a fuck. I'm not talking about my listeners. I'm not preaching to the choir. I'm talking about the royal you. The fuckers out there who will never ever hear my fucking voice. And you know what? I'm okay about that too, shithead. Mr. Jorgensen. Mega Man can believe in the doge. Mega Man can believe that government is inefficient. I am telling you that a 10% failure rate, having worked for the government, is being awfully fucking generous. So if you send 300 people to the El Salvador rape camp, the camp that you don't come back from, which also means death camp, of the 300, 30 of those will be ordinary everyday Americans who got hoovered up, and nobody's gonna give a fuck. Nobody. Oh, you can speak English. Well, that's an old trick the illegals use. And by the way, if it sounds like medieval times and kind of like Torquemada, it is. You can guarantee there are no motivational speeches. You know what that is? That's code language for torture. That's public torture. They say, oh, they give motivational speeches. No, they probably haul out a prisoner every once in a while. And in accordance with the, Solzhenitsyn's great work, the Gulag Archipelago, they probably wrap them around a log and roll them down stone steps or beat them with a rubber hose. 30 of those people, Mega Man, are going to be innocent everyday Americans who will get tortured to death. If you're listening to me, if you know me, you could even be a fucking sibling. Can you still use logic? You see, I don't think your system works at all. It was broken under President Biden. It's just as broken under Mega Man. It was always broken, probably from the beginning. The torture happened from the beginning. Moving people around, people that had been on land for thousands of years, that was going on right from the beginning. Special places called reservations, right from the beginning. Rationalizing mass graves, oh yeah, how can I break this to you, Mega Man? Right from the beginning, right there in the early 19th century. Do you know why Davy Crockett, went west, young man? Do you know why Davy Crockett went west? Because he knew people whose land was being stolen. He knew people had lived there for thousands of years, and he saw them rounded up, and he saw them shipped away, and Davy had a soul. A lot of people today, Mr. Jorgensen, my friend, the Goat King in Ireland, whoever they are, they look fake as fuck to me, but none of them seem to have a soul. A, government is retarded. B, government mainly attracts retards, bums, and sociopaths. C, all systems, every system ever built, has a failure rate. Every system. Simple systems, complex systems, it is a function of complexity and time, but poorly designed systems have a high failure rate, and government tends to build those types of systems. D. Mega Man loves Elon Doge, which implies at least lip service. He knows that government is inefficient. E. A generous failure rate for U.S. government would be 10%. And yeah, last, F as in fuck you. A, B, C, D, E, F. F as in fuck you. F. That means if 300 people were sent there, 30 of them are going to be tortured to death. They're 30 ordinary people, everyday people, people that maybe somebody wanted to get rid of. Frankly, a lot of these people that work in law enforcement are, they're basically sadistic sociopaths. So maybe somebody knows someone on the street, doesn't have a lot of money, and maybe that person refused him a blowjob. That woman could end up on her way to Supermax. Yeah, men, women, children, they'll be dumping everybody there. They'll be pushing everybody to the death camp in El Salvador. Call things what they are, Mega Man. Don't be retarded. Don't be weak. Call a thing what it is. If it's a place you go that you never leave from, it is called a death camp. Yeah, I have people I used to know, and I wonder to myself, would I like to sit down and have a conversation with them? But they would have to practice just enough logic to understand how crooked their belief system is. They're going to hoover up homeless people, folks. If this is real, if this crooked neo-Stalinist system has any time left, they're going to hoover up homeless. They'll hoover up homeless in Seattle. They'll hoover up homeless in Minneapolis, New York City, LA. They'll hoover them up and they'll send them down to the death camp. And it'll keep your housing schemes going. It will. That little fucking ramshackle thing you bought in Ballard, you know, in Seattle, that probably is worth nothing because it's sitting on a World War II toxin site, but you don't care and you won't disclose because you're a nice liberal fucktard. You jackass conservative somewhere in Texas with your bunked-in beach house, yeah, you're going to triple value in a couple years. You don't care if people you knew for 20 years who happen to drop off the radar because they're living out of their van, you don't care if their kids end up trafficked, if the adults end up going to the little death camp in El Salvador, because your home value is going up. Did I ever tell you that government, on one level, through one kind of lens, is really just a crooked homeowners association? It really is, you know. Yeah. I think the system's broke. I don't know for certain what's happening to the Tren del Agua or any of the other kind of made-up things. I can't tell you much about any of that. What I can say is government has a failure rate. It has a percentage of failure, inefficiency. It's why it spends so much money. You can cover up failure rates to some extent by simply throwing money at a problem, although that ends up just, you know, taking the problem and putting it someplace else, right, my friends? So yeah, there's going to be people who get shipped. If you believe these stories, Mega Man, you've got to think on this. If you believe that President Papa Blump is really shipping people to El Salvador. Because for one, it's okay if you want to say it's bullshit. Like exploding cows, like the magical Nike thieves of the desert, it could be a bullshit story to cover up the collapse of the US dollar. Who knows? But if you do believe these stories, you must understand that some of these people are simply innocent people who are going to be shipped down there and they'll die down there and they'll be tortured before they die. And if you don't care, then I know we're not the same. You might pray every day. I don't know what God you're praying to. You might go to church, and I'm not certain what kind of a BMW scheme your church sells. But you are lost if you don't understand simply what I'm saying. Either these stories are total bullshit, which means something awful is on the horizon, and Mega Man is a smokescreen, or they're true. Which means you're okay if a neighbor, a person you met once, ends up being shipped to the death camp, tortured, and then dies. Sorry for keeping things in simple logic, Mega Man, but you're the one that loves the Doge. So your very paradigm implies inefficiency. Just don't be a dumbass. Next topic, right? Because we can't be too horrible in the morning. Here's an article from Forbes, and assuming I don't hit a paywall, right? It was written on March the 15th, 2025, Bo Blimp Doc, and I got a pop-up in my way. Yep, March 15th, 2025, author Connor Murray, headline, Musk says he wants to send rocket to Mars next year with human missions as soon as 2029. Elon Musk, who is juggling his Tesla and SpaceX leadership with Doge, said in a post on X he wants to send rockets to Mars by the end of 2026, followed by rockets carrying humans between 2029 and 2031. Though the billionaire has a reputation for setting overly optimistic deadlines. Oh, you think there, man? Getting back to that percentage issue, I think 10%, folks. 10% are going to be tortured and killed to death, and a lot of you fuckers don't care. I'm not going to read the rest of this stupid space bullshit. I read enough for you to get the point, which is, if you've listened to my podcast, you understand that I have a term called popping smoke. And it's a term I discussed in January 2020, 5 years ago. The idea behind popping smoke is that at the end, when we're very, very at the end, we're talking good fellas, they've rigged the restaurant, they've lit the match, and they're driving away. At the end, when the restaurant is burning, they're going to dump things on you that look like good things, at least for Mega Man. They're going to dump a lot of truth on you. They're going to dump a lot of, you know, quote unquote, good news and miracles, $5,000 checks. You won't pay taxes if you make less than 150K. They're going to do all kinds of Bitcoin crooked shit to you as far as your mind goes, as far as, you know, manipulation goes. And it will even seem like the people that deserve it are now free again, so they can go to Cabela's and register their guns after they buy them. If one of the mega men, which is Musk, is telling you that we're going to Mars in 2029 with people, understand it's a lie. Also understand that talking about sending rockets to Mars next year tells you a lot, because that's kind of like the Hitchcock thing, okay? Like the $5,000 check. If you show them the gun, you got to use it. And if you're talking about next year, that's pretty much, yeah, next year, which means 2026. I think they've told you that 2026 is not going to be what you think it is. I think they pretty much telegraphed it. As far as fighting terminology goes, you know it's going to be a right hook. Which also implies that even though my schedule of 5 years for Bo Blimp Doc might be off by a couple months, I still think I could end up being right, basically. A five-year window. Yeah, maybe 5.5 years, but at this point, does it really fucking matter, folks? This story is popping smoke. Next topic. Dan, what do you mean government's inefficient, and what do you mean if they send 300 to the death camp, 30 are innocent of, you know, you, Mega Man, you're going to have a lot of problems in your psyche coming here pretty soon. If I'm right, it's way worse than the death camp in El Salvador. Anywho, yeah, I think I've got a, let's see. Yeah, I got a bad link in my notes, so I'm going to have to blah, blah, blah. Okay. Sorry about that. I had a bad link in my notes. So there's an article link from the New York Post, I'm going to drink a little bit of coffee because it is like 3:40 a.m. The headline for the article is Trump foe Jake Tapper refers the body of water astronauts landed in as Gulf of America on CNN. This was written by Ariel Zilber, and published March the 19th, 2025. I am definitely not reading any of that article. It attracted my attention because another thing I've been talking about since 2020 is this whole carpet bombing the third eye. And right now, the fire hose is mainly directed at the mega people. Make America great again, make it like it used to be, back when we rounded up indigenous people and put them in death camps. Well, guess what? It looks like Trump's sticking with traditions. Anyways. Again, I think the Tren Aldawagwa people are probably pretty evil. In a just world, these problems get taken care of better than law enforcement can do it. That's all I'm going to say. But, wow. People think that the one evil gang is going to defeat the other evil gang and then evil is defeated and people are so fucking confused. Anyways, Mega Man's being firehosed right now with a lot of good news. And frankly, I used to be like Mega Man. I used to be a libertarian. I used to believe in a small government. And right now there are a lot of libertarians who are so like, well, I don't really love Trump, but there are some things Mega Man is doing. And I get it. Because if in fact we had more time, if in fact there wasn't something else going on, and I could imagine myself giving a fuck about my professional life, then yeah, not paying taxes unless you make over 150K, that sounds like a good deal, Mega Man. And as far as $5,000 checks go, it's all printed money, so why not? Why not, you know, people say, how am I going to get my money back from the government? You're never ever getting your money back from crooked people. It doesn't really work that way. It never did. There is a fire hose being directed at people who on one level are probably a lot of good people. And this fire hose is overwhelming them. The Doge thing is overwhelming good news. Nope. Okay. You understand the premise of our discussion about the death camp in El Salvador is that government is inefficient. It's never efficient. There is no such thing. It is a logical contradiction. But in the very least, choosing a 10% failure rate seems reasonable. And even if it was 1%, would you be okay with one person in 100 who's shipped to the death camp being tortured to death and that person is innocent? Would you be okay with that? I don't know how you can be, but I know a lot of you are because you look at Gaza, you think that's funny, don't you, Mega Man? 10,000 tons of TNT per square mile in a little over a year, and now they're going to double that, Mega Man? Out there somewhere, Papa Blump? Yeah, next topic. You guys got a rude awakening coming soon, all I can tell you. You swap one devil for another and you think you're doing better. It's crazy, but it's where we're at. So this link is okay. So there's an article link to, you know, the Trump admin freezes funding for the University of Pennsylvania because of the trans athlete that competes in women's sports, the swimmer. And again, I am not a fan of whatever the trans bullshit. I saw it as an aspect of military psychological warfare 5 years ago. I still do. It's an op. And one of the ways you can tell it's an op is how easily they turn it on and turn it off. It's a lot like the BLM Antifa. I took a lot of close-up footage, enough. Ian Miles Wrong and Andy No Clue. I think I saw one of those shitheads one day being an ass, and he kind of, yeah, it was a funny story about when they were shutting down Chop Jazz. I saw these things up close. I figured out they were bullshit. This is bullshit. It was bullshit when it was turned on, and turning it off is just more bullshit. It is definitely something that falls into that category of popping smoke. And again, you pop smoke because you're getting out of Dodge. You pop smoke because you're trying to cover your escape. You pop smoke because you want to keep people baffled and in a state of suspense and confused and angry and sad and sitting in front of their TV or their whatever, internet, listening to the radio, but doing nothing essential to save their own lives. Because the first step would be knowing the truth. And because they are entranced by the fire hose op, because they believe that Papa Blump is magically unwoking America, they're not doing anything to save their lives at all. 2025 feels a lot like 2020, and in a sense, it's like bookends, isn't it? Next topic, because the trans topic is dumb. It's a dumb topic in so many ways. Next topic, it's a food processor cow herpes topic. Oh, so NOAA, the National Oceanographic and Atmospheric Administration, blah, 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 federal government, NOAA published a link about cooking your own food, rivals fossil fuels as an ozone pollution source in Los Angeles. You know, like that game you played when you were a kid, like, okay, we're gonna do everything, we're gonna say things, but then we're gonna end it with in my car. Like, I'm gonna go poop in my car. You know, yeah, in Los Angeles. Los Angeles right now probably has a lot of airborne toxins that get just stirred up anytime there's a windstorm. That's what happens when you dustify modern construction, is you end up with a lot of hazardous materials. People think, oh, it's asbestos is the only, no. Puddle Flower, Mega Man, asbestos is not the only thing that can kill you. So this kind of story could also be a cover story in the sense that Los Angeles probably has a shit ton of poisonous crap and shit blowing around every few days when they get some wind. And then when the rain does come, it goes into the water table, into the LA River, and into this thing called the Pacific Ocean, which we should really just rename the Pacific Toilet. But also, there's another angle to the story, and that, you know, again, one possibility that explains the 5 years of Oblimpdoc, and we've discussed it, is that the U.S. dollar collapsed in 2019 and the American people were the last to find out. That's still a reasonable theory. And this type of story, well, it's telling you, the poors don't get to have the fresh food. That's how the Sovietologists should read this. You don't get the fresh food. You're going to get stuff out of a can. And it's going to be labeled Made in El Salvador. And it'll be a husky, brusky, powerful bean and beef chili. Or I should say bean and meat. Because it doesn't really say on the can. It says stable protein source. It says fortified with vitamins and minerals. Very soon, on your shelf, you're not going to have a lot of choices. But one of them will be beef and bean. No. It won't be beef unless they spell it a different way. It'll be the meat and bean chili from El Salvador. Freshly made. Yeah, every once in a while, because there's always a failure rate, there'll be a little bit of skin in your chili. And on it, you will see a tattoo. Not of a murder tattoo. Not a gang tat. But a dolphin. Yeah, folks. You can't have fresh food. You can't cook your fresh food. Because the simplest explanation of pollution in Los Angeles is not the dustification of how many thousands of square miles of structures. You know, not that. It's the you cooking food, you fuck. Yeah, this is so much bullshit. So they released the JFK files, and I don't want to read them. I am so beyond that. I got into that WikiLeaks bullshit 10 years ago. I would download all the emails. I would download all the other stuff. And all I can tell you is, like the Oath Keepers, I think the Ross Ulbricht, Snowden, Assange world is a limited hangout. I'm sorry. Oh, but they freed Ross, and now they need to free Roger Ver. Fuck you, man. If they do free Roger Ver, probably you're going to see a Bitcoin spike, and it could last a week or two. You could see Bitcoin touch 300K and then hang out there for 7 days. There you go. Free Roger Ver, pump Bitcoin. One of the quotes from the document supposedly is the small rogue clique in the CIA, quote unquote, related to the JFK assassination, but it's really just ambiguous. There are ambiguous references to the state of Israel, but whatever. From what I can tell so far, it's just a big fucking limited hangout. And a lot of people, this is like the Epstein files. They released them, damn. No, they didn't. They didn't release crap. This is another good example. And if you say, well, damn, they claim that they released 98%. What's the failure rate again, Mega Man shithead? How efficient do you think these people are? How honest do you think they are? Oh, damn, they're super honest. They'd never do nothing wrong, except all the other times they did. And then you can always say, well, those were the bad people. God damn, it must be wonderful living in the head of a kindergarten kid, because that's the logic level. It was the bad people, Dan. Now the good people are in charge. No. If you believe any of the shipping of people to the death camp in El Salvador, then all you need to know is there are going to be some innocent people that are tortured and raped and killed there. And if you're not okay with that, then you're not okay with what Trump is doing. Do you understand, shithead? But if you are okay with it, why would you ever listen to my podcast? Which means I'm not talking to you. I'm talking to people that will never, ever, ever hear my voice. Next topic. Here's a quote from Dr. Freckles. It would be hell to be a sociopath. The world is an infinity of existential flavors, and the sociopath only tastes three. It would be crap to be like Ted Bundy, or Steve Lundy, or Papa Blump, or Hunter Biden, or Hillary Clinton. It would be shit to be these people, because their world is more or less monochrome. You know, at best, they have three colors. That's all they have, are three colors, and that's if they're lucky. Most of them just have two colors. You see, you look at these people, and some of them have yachts that are 500 feet long, man. Some of them have jets that will go the speed of sound. Some of them have rocket ships that will go directly to Mars. So you can drive Martian cars and drink Martian martinis on Olympus Mons with those bikini women. Some of these sociopaths have billions of dollars and billions of hookers and tons of cocaine. They have all the special goodies you think are so neat, and you might look upon them with envy. And again, I go back to this part of the New Testament a lot, but it's gonna help, folks. This particular part of the New Testament where Jesus is spending time in the desert and the devil tries to tempt him, you need to revisit those words because it will help. There are people that look like they have everything, and I can tell you they have nothing. And it's not just because all the stuff they have is going to turn to shit. Everything turns to shit. I am so sorry, Puddleflower, if Papa Blump didn't explain that to you. But everything falls apart eventually. Everybody will die. It's not how you die. It's how you live. It's not just that their kingdoms are kingdoms of dust. It's that even if they have the gold, they can't see the shine of it. Even if they have the gun, they never feel safe. Even if they have a woman, 10 women, they never feel love. If they touch someone, they don't really feel the touch. They feel the sensation, but not the touch. They can listen to the greatest music ever, and their heartbeat doesn't change. Their mind is not affected. They can have the best dessert, the best chocolate dessert you can imagine, at the fanciest restaurant in the world, and it tastes like chalk. The reality is, you look at these people maybe, and you think, wow, look what they have. They have nothing. You might be really poor. You might be on the edge of homelessness, which, oh, by the way, means the edge of being sent to the death camp in El Salvador. You might be. You might feel like the world is doomed, and you might feel like you are doomed. You might feel like your food tastes like crap. You might go weeks between having a decent meal. And yet, with all your lack of stuff and lack of security, as poor as you might feel, you still have more than these other people. If Bill Gates is a real person, you're richer than Bill Gates. If Elon Gusky Musk is a real person, you are wealthier than Elon Musk. There's nothing that these people could offer me, and this is really the tragedy of our situation, but there's nothing that I could be offered, nor likely, if you're a listener, so I am talking to you, preaching to the choir, right, Mr. Jorgensen? There's nothing they could offer you, if you're like me, that could buy your soul. They could not come up to you and say, listen, if I give you $1 billion, will you kill that baby? There are people, I probably live within a mile. If you took a, let's do geometry for a second. If you drew a circle with a diameter of a mile around where I'm living, there's probably at least one person that for $1 billion would kill a baby. And I'm sorry, but I'm simply being honest, and I think that number is low. And this is rural America. This is heartland America. This is good America. You go to the average city and you draw that circle of a mile, I think the number is going to be greater than one, brothers and sisters. And some of these people are going to live in nice condos. And some of these people have a nice apartment or a nice house. Some of them drive Teslas and are really, really proud of it, especially now with Doge, because it's all about efficiency. But don't worry, we don't need to fix the cops because they never fail, right? Right, right? Magical Doge. Yeah. It's okay to be poor. It's okay to be ugly. It's okay to be fat. It's okay to be stupid sometimes, because just about everybody is stupid sometimes. It's okay to have what you have. It's okay to want more. Okay, but the funny thing is, if you have a soul, the wanting more isn't really about having it as much as using it. Like wanting something that you would use. These sociopaths, they want more for one simple fact. They don't feel anything. So they have a theory that if they own the world, they might start feeling again. Did I just give you the ark? It is the story of the desert, folks. If the devil comes up to you and says, I can give you the world, all you have to do is give me your soul, a couple things are true. Your soul can't be sold. That's one of the grifter tricks. Oh, I'm gonna just go ahead and sell me your soul. That doesn't work like that. Okay? I suppose if we get into the tribulation and they offer you the mark, it probably does come close to working like that. But prior to that point in time, your soul is always yours because you can always be forgiven. That's the thing. That's the devil's trick, is he tells you that forgiveness is about forgiving him. No, it's not really about that. It's about your own relationship with God and letting go of hate. But it'll also tell you that once you do something real bad, you can't come back. You have to be gone. You have to go to hell. And the truth is, even though we should not sin, and even though there are definitely sins that seem unrecoverable, Christ died for everybody. Every soul that can be saved right up until the last moment. It would be hell to be a sociopath. It would be hell to have only two colors, to only have three flavors. It would be hell to live in a world where all I could do all day was consume and control and corral and imprison and torture, because all these attempts, these are pathetic attempts at trying to be the one thing I can't be. And if you want to substitute sociopath for demon, you can. Next topic. Dan, what are you getting at there? I don't know. Here's another quote from Dr. Freckles. Although I've beaten this dead horse. Zionism, Scientology with nukes. Huh? We've beaten that dead horse. It really is a dead horse at this point. Next topic. There's a headline about how the Trump administration couldn't possibly redact 80,000 pages, blah, blah, blah. Folks, reasonably intelligent graduate students in computer science using Python about 20 years ago could probably redact 80,000 pages of a, yeah. It's a limited hangout, folks. And again, the Sovietology has to look at these statements like, we can't redact. Like, it's not possible. If, as a Sovietologist, you know that's a lie, it doesn't mean you know what the truth is. But what you get to do is throw this all out. And at this point in the story, when the Trump Papa Blump administration said, it's absolutely impossible, given the time available, blah, 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 I knew that was a lie. And supposedly, with the super doge Grok AI, it would have to be a lie, right? So they could totally redact the 80,000 pages, probably in about 5 minutes. Or less. Yeah. Believe what you want to believe, Mega Man. If you want to believe they can't possibly do this, then boy, you really need to be thinking about that failure rate involving innocent people being sent to a torture death rape camp. Especially if you're a Christian, you should be thinking on this a lot. A lot. Because a lot of these things don't add up, Mega Man, Mega Woman. You're out there, I know. Last but not least, this is a headline from Zero Hedge from a few days ago. Recession canceled. U.S. industrial production jumps to record high. Yeah. If I'm right, we're at the popping smoke phase. This is the bookend to the COVID lockdown BLM bullshit. And whereas for Mega Man, which means the principal people that own guns in the U.S., 2020 was a hell, 2025 seems like, it must seem like kingdom come. Like, oh boy, we're here. And the good guys won. And we made it through the tribulation. I mean, there's a lot of lies being spread right now. A lot of lies. If I'm right, you're going to see stories like this. Yes, you'll see other stories to cover up logistical failures, because we're going to see more logistical failures. You're going to have fewer choices at the grocery store. It won't be linear. It could be slow at first, like 1 over x, where x equals 10 million. But when x gets to 0.5, you're going to start to feel like you're really alive, because the non-linear behaviors as you get close to the zero get really, really crazy. So yeah, right now, it may not seem like a big deal, right? You know, it's not going to be linear. It will be like you'll go to the grocery store, and then the next week, there just won't be something. And you'll think back to the toilet paper shortage, you know, the boy who cried wolf psyop. And you'll, oh, but Dan, we got the toilet papers. Yeah, you did. But realistically, you don't need toilet paper to survive. And there's a reason why they chose toilet paper. If they'd psyched you up about any other item that you actually really do need, like food, they could have induced the very thing they're trying to control. Are you learning, Mega Man? Who never hears me? Mr. Jorgensen does, though. So does the Jared Fitton Goat King and Styly Grafty and the other 5 or 6 people I've actually pinpointed and I have addresses for. I'll be paying you all a visit real soon. I've got a list of things I have to do, right? No, I'm kidding. You guys are great. We love you. They will fire hose you with all this news. And it might seem like a couple things. It might seem like, if you're Mega Man, America's great again. If you're Reset Man, you say, oh, Dan, they're setting us up for the digital resets. If you're me, you see a column of smoke. Have a great rest of your Thursday.